Now time for our Frankfort Locker Room Chat as we get set for Week 3 of high school football coming your way on Friday night. Brought to you by Wanklin Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank in Frankfort. Also want to thank Community Healthcare System as well. We are joined by the Frankfort football coach. That is Nick Anderson. Once again, coach, impressive in Week 1. Another impressive showing for your team in Week number 2 against the reigning 8-man D1 state champs in Linden. 72-22 the final score. Just kind of the initial thoughts and takeaways from your team's very solid performance in Week 2.
Well, I thought we, you know, eventually we're pretty good. We struggled early in the first quarter. Defensively kind of gave up a few big plays and had a few special teams mishaps. And then once we settled down, we really were able to move the ball well and really were able to shut down their running game, which was a concern of mine going in.
Well, we obviously talked earlier in the week, and we made Lane Loizo one of our athletes of the week. He's had a great start, not just to his season, but he's just had a great career, multi-sport athlete, can just do a little bit of everything. And he had another nice performance, 4 touchdowns, 3 rushing, 1 receiving. Just not just him specifically on the football field, but what do you like about Lane just in general, you know, for the most part?
You know, Lane's been asked to play and contribute, you know, since he was a freshman. And I'm just proud to see the amount of growth he's made as a player, as a person, and as a leader for our football team and our program, because he's come a long ways in that area. And, you know, his maturity has really improved, and I'm very, very happy to see that he's having the success that he's having.
We've talked about Wes, we've talked about Lane and some other guys as well. I mean, who's maybe a couple of other guys that have stood out to you here early on in the season?
Defensively, it's definitely been Trent Harden. He's been our best defensive player from the defensive line, and his motor has been really good this year, and he's causing a lot of havoc for offenses. So he's one for sure. I think our offensive line is starting to come together a little bit. I think Ty Smith and Sam Backman and Henry Ketter, those guys are really starting to kind of gel a little bit, and been very pleased with how Porter Colvin's been able to contribute as well offensively. And then, you know, Carter Olson, we don't probably talk about him as much or enough, but he's quite the weapon to have on the perimeter as well.
Yeah, and Carter, kind of right into my next point, also had a kickoff return touchdown, so special teams obviously a big factor as well.
Yeah, we weren't great in special teams, but returning the opening kickoff, you know, kind of set the tone for us a little bit. And Carter's just another one of those kids that's super athletic, got great speed, and he's kind of similar to Lane. And his approach and how he attacks every day has gotten so much better since he was younger. So, like I said, super happy for all these guys.
Frankfort football coach Nick Anderson joining us. A couple more minutes. We'll talk about the Week 3 opponent in Solomon. That's after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We continue our chat with Nick Anderson, head coach at Frankfort, brought to you by Wanklin Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank in Frankfort. Also want to thank Community Healthcare System as well. Wildcats off to a 2-0 start. Nice win over Linden last week. Now they get set to go on the road to Solomon. Coach, what can you tell me about Solomon this week?
Solomon's coming off a 2-7 season, and they have a new head coach, and they play a lot of young kids, and so they're trying to, you know, learn a new system and get things figured out with their new head coach. But they play really hard, and they're actually, you know, more physical than I was anticipating seeing on film. So, you know, we got a long bus ride, and it's going to be warm, so we're going to have a little adversity to overcome right away. And I'm looking forward to a great atmosphere at Solomon.
I would have to imagine that it's a little bit more challenging for you and the coaches when you get a team like this that has a new head coach that maybe lost a good senior class, has maybe some underclassmen that are stepping up playing for the first time. In terms of the preparation, really not knowing much with a new head coach and a lot of new players, it's got to be a little bit more challenging.
Yeah, and I've said this before, we're kind of a process-based program, and we don't really change a whole lot, you know, throughout the week, regardless of who we're playing. And you know, some people would probably call this a trap game with Hanover next on the schedule. So, you know, we got to be really locked in and really focused and go to Solomon and take care of business before we worry about Hanover.
Finally, Coach, just give us a few keys and expectations for this game on Friday night.
I continue to get off to a fast start, you know, defensively. We really feel like we probably shouldn't have let either one of our last two opponents in the end zone. So that's kind of been a focus this week to see if we can't pitch a shutout. And then continue to move the ball offensively and spread the ball around. And like I said, take care of business and then move on the next week.
There it is. Nick Anderson, Frankfort football coach, joining us for a few minutes, as he does each and every week. We appreciate it very much. Wildcats off to a 2-0 start. They're at Solomon for Week 3 on Friday night. Coach, as always, appreciate a few minutes of your time. Good luck on Friday.
I appreciate it.